Maria Agustina Lopez was born on June 13, 1920 in Coracora, Peru. She was the oldest of 11 children born to Modesta Lopez de Rivera and Damaso Rivas. They gave their daughter the name of Antonia. Antonia and her siblings had loving and caring parents who taught their children the Catholic faith and its virtues. Antonia developed a deep love for the poor, and as she grew older, she always did her best to help and protect them. She loved harvest time because she could give to the poor much more than usual. Now, the country atmosphere was well suited to Antonia, as she loved nature with its abundance of plants and farm animals. She also liked helping her mom in taking care of the house, as it was no simple task with 13 people living under one roof. Antonia's mom did her best to take her children to mass every day. It was not always possible, but she tried. Her children attended catechism class in their parish. Her brother Caesar answered the call to become a priest, eventually being ordained a Redemptorist. In 1938, Antonia was in Lima, visiting her brother, and was already feeling the call to service in the church. It was during the time that she had a first encounter with the Sisters of the Good Shepherd. Antonia began a vocational discernment with them, which ultimately led her to enter the congregation. Antonia then received the habit, and with it, a new name. From then on, she was known as Sister Maria Agustina, but the sisters gave her the nickname Aguchita. While she was still a novitiate, her father passed away. Deeply saddened, she continued to move forward with her calling, and on February 8, 1945, professed her first vows. She prayed that she could work with the poor. She was steadfast in her commitment to serve Jesus by serving the poor, and in 1949, she made a perpetual profession of vows. One day, Sister Aguchita had a dream, and in it, she was in the jungle working with the peasants in the emergency zone. She was not sure what that meant, but it was real for her. Sister Aguchita lived for many years in Barrios Altos in Lima, and during this time, her mom had passed away. Sister Aguchita worked in many different places, which included learning various jobs. This diversity put her organizational skills on display, leading to varied leadership levels within the community. Among these was working with the poor as well, as with young women who needed help. Now, Sister Aguchita happily lived the charism of mercy in a community life, always displaying her love and consideration for her superiors. She always seemed to step in when a sister were ill or on vacation, and attend to the sick whenever extra help was needed. In 1987, Sister Aguchita remembered her dream of being sent to emergency zone in La Florida. The sisters had been working in the area for 11 years. Now, La Florida had been among the most violent districts in Peru, and it was home to the poorest of the poor. This area saw constant skirmishes and bloodshed between the Peruvian armed forces and the guerrilla organization known as Shining Light. The sisters knew the risks. They had a saying, "Leave the town or give your life for it." After prayer and reflection, they chose to give life and stay there. Sister Aguchita had, from the moment she arrived in La Florida, devoted herself to the people, extending to them the same love she would give to anyone. She had written, "I was never a respecter of persons. I loved everyone. To love the poor is to love the God of life." Sister Aguchita worked with the Ashaninka tribe, a group of people who had been almost wiped out in the early 20th century. Rubber exporters destroyed the forest and brought disease to the local people. Sister Aguchita spent most of her time working with a young woman of the tribe. On September 27, 1990, members of the guerrilla band Shining Path entered the village. The Shining Path's manifesto was to kill those who preached peace. Christians involved in social work, feeding the poor, for example, were singled out. The Shining Path accused them of using charity as a tool to oppress the people. Sister Aguchita was taken outside and placed in front of the villagers. Six of the local people were taken out to be made examples of. A 17-year-old girl executed Sister Aguchita by firing 7 shots into her with a rifle. Sister Aguchita died in Odium Fidei. Blessed Sister Aguchita, pray for us.